This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to talk about, someone wants to bring up that Osprey crash and young men courting danger and things like that. Double dipping the dip. Why are Marines called jarheads? Are Democrats going to split? Is their party going to split up eventually? All that. So much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to get to this one first because this was in the news, and it's obviously something we always talk about on this show. We already played taps and everything for them. So, okay, at least one dead after a U.S. military aircraft crashes. There was an Osprey crash. We talked about it in Japan. I'm not going over the details. And the guy says, Jesse, my 18-year-old son was an air assault Marine training in the Osprey. He and three Marines he trained with before their first deployment told me every time they got on the Osprey, they assumed they were going to die. They were laughing at death. They loved it. I will cut it short to let you explain that. And then he says, your thoughts on the Osprey. Okay, well, the Osprey, anything that flies that is maintained by the military, it's going to be more susceptible to crashes for a lot of different reasons. Not that the military is not capable, but there are always things they miss. It is government after all. You are dealing with younger people who work on these things. That's part of it. Part of it is they just fly more, right? They have to fly more, and they have to fly more in dangerous conditions. You can't just fly when it's nice outside. You have to fly when it's bad, because bad is going to come visit you in combat, right? I remember, I was doing a story on this a while ago about people who die in training, and someone, I believe they emailed the show, and I don't mean to disrespect your father or uncle or whoever it was, so if I have that wrong, I'm sorry, I'm doing this off of memory. Someone emailed the show to thank us for talking about the training accidents and talked about their relative, I believe it was father or grandfather, died in the Pacific, in World War II in the Pacific. How? Flying a plane? Got super foggy? Flew it right into the side of a mountain. That happens. The bad weather comes. All right, but let's deal with this. You know, they loved it. Said they were going to die every time they got in. They loved it. There are, look, we are made to do certain things in life. We are built certain ways. Why do men, why do all these tranny men who switch over and play in women's sports, why do they dominate female sports? Because men are built stronger than women. They are. Stronger back, stronger shoulders, stronger hips. Men have bigger lung capacity. Men, it's not even close. They're built to be more physically capable than women are. But why? Is that because God in heaven just said, man, I want men to be better? No. Men have to be the protectors in a society. They have to provide virtually all of society's manual labor. Remember, if you're a manual laborer listening to the sound of my voice, you provide a valuable service to society. Maybe it doesn't feel that way sometimes when you're pounding nails, laying asphalt, whatever it is you do. Builders are a critical part of a society. You need strong men to do that. Men also have to do the fighting. Historically, men do the fighting. I realize in this day and age, we have to do the women can do anything men can do. Just put them in the infantry. But men are supposed to be doing the fighting. It's more than just physical, though. It can be difficult because men and women are different. It can be difficult for women to understand this, not because women are stupid, but because women are different. It can be difficult for women to understand why men embrace danger. Why they do dangerous things, why they have fun with dangerous things. Look, if you hand my sons a stick, if you hand my sons a stick and put them out back, boys, go out back. I don't want to see you again for a couple hours. I promise you, cross my heart and hope to die, at some point over the next couple hours, probably immediately, they will do something dangerous with that stick. Hey, throw it in the air. Hit me with it. See, that's what they do. It's what they do. It's not because they're stupid. It's because they are designed to protect society. And it takes a certain kind of mentality to wake up and grab a shield and a spear and get in formation and go march and try to stab someone else in the face while he's trying to stab you in the face. That takes a certain mentality, a mentality mostly rejected by older men, by women, but with young men, you can get them to do such things. To this day and age, it's not a spear and a shield. It's getting on an Osprey. Yeah, I want to do that. Let's try to land on an aircraft carrier. We might die. Isn't that awesome? Pass me a cigarette. Does it look stupid to people who haven't done it? Does it look stupid to older men, to women? Oftentimes it looks stupid. It's not stupidity. Their minds are supposed to work that way. Otherwise, society crumbles. You know, we talk a lot about cops and firemen too. Let's talk about that. How many cops right now? How many state troopers? There are a bunch of state troopers listen to this. You know, the state troopers, the ones out on the highway. You have any idea how dangerous it is to pull somebody over at night on the highway? You're by yourself. Yeah, there are cars maybe whizzing by. That in and of itself is dangerous. Somebody's texting, drunk. The cops die doing that all the time. But you don't have any idea what's waiting for you in that car. You have no idea whether it's a felon, high on drugs, just murdered his wife. You don't have any idea whether he's got a gun pointed at you, whether he's getting ready to, whether he's got a bomb and he's going to blow you both up. You don't have any idea. You just pulled him over. You're by yourself in a squad car. It's midnight, and you now have to walk up to that car and make contact with that individual. And I could point you towards scary videos that are used to this day with training of cops who have died like that. There are many. How many state troopers listen to the sound of my voice right now, and that's their reality every day? In fact, they're sitting in their car, and they're probably about to pull someone over, and that's their reality. Look, that takes a different kind of person to do that every day. This is why I laugh. I mock you guys who thank me for my service. I served in the Marines for 4 years. And yeah, it was dangerous and whatnot. I don't do that anymore. I don't serve like that. I don't risk my life. I do a radio show. You are the hero. I haven't done anything compared to you. But whether you like that or not, that takes a different type of person to wake up. Kiss his wife. Kiss her husband. Because women do this job too. Even scarier for them. Kiss his wife. Kiss her husband. Kiss her kids goodbye. Then go into work. Strap on a bulletproof vest and a gun. And wade out into the dark. It takes a different mentality. And it's not a mentality you should look down on. I'm not saying you have to look at all of them as if they're heroes either. I personally admire it a great deal. But it does take a different and necessary mentality. All right? So for the women out there, especially, I know we have a bunch of single mothers who listen to the show and whatnot. And you're trying to figure out, why does my 15-year-old, why do him and his friends hurt themselves? Why did they have to build a ramp for their bicycles? Why couldn't they just ride around the neighborhood on their bicycles and have fun going, ding, 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 I'm on my bicycle? Instead, he had to find the steepest hill and build a ramp, and now I'm sitting in the ER because he shattered his arm. You know why? Because he's exactly the way God made him. He's a boy. Boys have to embrace that. It's part of becoming a man. It just is. I did it with my friends. Came home bleeding. One time I came home carrying my bike on my back with blood pouring down my leg. My mother, God bless her, she's one of those people, she can't stand the sight of blood. She'll pass out. She will. She would. If she cuts herself, she'll have to pass out. And my old man wasn't home. So I had to walk into the bathroom. I was 12, 13, I would guess. I had to walk into the bathroom because I'd wiped out on the gravel. I had to walk into the bathroom, and all she could do was hand me a pair of tweezers, and I had to sit on the bathroom sink with my torn to shreds knee over the bathroom sink, picking the gravel out of my own wounds. It was pretty sweet, Chris, and I still have the scar to this day, but that's boys, man. That's the way it is. All right? All right. Are Democrats going to split? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about double dipping. Why are Marines called jarheads? Let's talk about our dogs. Let's talk about American dogs dying too early. American dogs die young. And that's a horrible thing because dogs, look, I've got my own meathead, Fred. He's part of the family. He's part of our family. We had to send him away for one night the other night. It's a long story. I won't go into the details of it. It was embarrassing. I'm embarrassed by myself. We're all sitting around saying, I miss Fred. Where's Fred? I wish the dog was here. And then we love them like that, but we don't give them real nutrition. We give them dog food. There's no nutrition in dog food. It's all brown because it's dead. They do this so it lasts longer on the shelf. They kill everything. They cook all the nutrition out of the food. It's all gone. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Not only will you have years longer with your dog will be healthier for those years. Better breath, shinier coat, just better energy. A wonderful dog. Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can still email the show. We are live. You can email us Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse, years ago, the parents of my then boyfriend took us to lunch at a Mexican restaurant. To my horror, his mom double dipped into the salsa. I said nothing. But I ate none of the salsa after seeing that. Later in the day, I mentioned it to my boyfriend, but he saw nothing wrong with his mom double dipping. Being that you are a rude person, would you have said anything at the table upon seeing her double dip? Okay. So it's not your mom. It's your boyfriend's mom. Okay, so I can only do this from a dude's perspective. If I was there with my girlfriend's, which I don't have one of those, don't worry, Ob, but if I was there with my girlfriend's mom and she double dipped, would I say something? It would probably depend on how hot she was. And not the girlfriend, the mom. No, I'm kidding. No, let me explain. I'm probably not totally off on this. I'm anti-double dipping for the most part. If it's family, I guess I don't really care. If it's my girlfriend's mom, I would definitely care. But full disclosure, if the salsa was good, I would probably still eat it anyway. Plus, if my girlfriend was hot, that probably means that her mom's hot, because hot moms produce hot girls. That's how it works. So hot chicks, they can double dip in whatever. It's totally fine, because hot women don't have germs like other women do, right? They don't even use the bathroom, I've been told. So I would probably keep going. I would just keep going. Would I say something? It would depend on how serious we were. I am famous for saying things like this in family gatherings, and I'm famous for, I know you're going to find this shocking, just coming right out and saying it, as in, what are you doing double dipping? You can't, I will, Chris, it's horrible. My wife will just get horrified. I'll just come right out and say it. But again, it'll all depend on how hot she is. All right, look, don't get mad at me. That's the way the world works. Everyone understands there's such a thing for women as hot privilege. Men have various privileges too, right? I understand this. You know what I understand? Here's a fact. I have tall privilege. What does that mean? Well, I'm a tall dude. When I was single, that automatically gets you more looks from the opposite sex. You can be ugly as sin, which obviously is not a problem for me. You can be dirt poor. You could whatever. You are going to get more looks from the opposite sex when you're 6'8". People naturally just look at you when you walk in the room. You happen to stand out. You're going to, look, is that fair? Did I do anything to become tall? No, it's not some talent I acquired. It's not something I feel some source of pride in, like I did something to deserve it. Nevertheless, here I am. Hot women have the exact same thing. Hot women don't pay for meals. Hot women are more welcome in work environments. Guys are, quote, nicer to them. And they understand why. Everyone understands why, what the deal is. Everyone was so nice. Yeah, that's because you're a 10. Of course everyone's nice to you. Everyone's nice. That's just the way the world works. Life's unfair. Hey, Jesse, quick question. Why are Marines called jarheads? Well, have you ever seen... You ever seen a creepy movie or a documentary about serial killers? Just stay with me. You ever seen one? You ever seen one that collected heads? They keep the heads in a jar, in a big jar. And generally, the jars are huge, right? Marines are called jarheads because they have bigger brains than everyone else. What, Chris? Because they have bigger brains than everyone else, so big that the jars would have to be huge if someone cut our head off. And that's why they call Marines jarheads. Do you foresee a time, by the way, I'm not sure if that's why, but that's how I always took it. Do you foresee a time when maybe fractions in the Democrat Party might be pushed too far and join our side for specific instances, like the Germans did against the SS in the battle of Itter Castle in World War II. That's actually a good history story. We should do one of those one time. Okay, are we going to get Democrats to join our side? Yes and no. And there's a problem with this. Let me explain. Yes, you will, and you're already seeing this on occasion. You will see Democrats look around at the horror their party has become, and they will come over. I played it for you yesterday. I'm going to play it for you again right now. Michael Schellenberger is a journalist. He's a Democrat. He's voted Democrat his whole life. He voted for Joe Biden already. This was him.
9 months ago, I testified and provided evidence to the subcommittee about the existence of a censorship industrial complex, a network of government agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, government contractors, and big tech media platforms that conspired to censor ordinary Americans and elected officials alike for holding disfavored views. I regret to inform the subcommittee today that the scope, power, and lawbreaking of the censorship industrial complex are even worse than we had realized back in March. 2 days ago, my colleagues and I published the first batch of internal files from the Cyber Threat Intelligence League, which show US and UK military contractors working in 2019 and 2020 to both censor and turn sophisticated psychological operations and disinformation tactics developed abroad against the American people.
He's a man who finally opened his eyes and saw that he served communism. And so he switched. Are we going to get some? Yes. Are we going to get a lot? No. And I will explain why in just a moment, and then we'll move on to other things. Before we get to those other things, let's talk about one of the most important things. That's the towels we use. You see, you've been using inferior towels your whole life. I have too. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm certainly not making fun of you. We've been using inferior towels. You've been forced to make the devil's choice forever. Do I have a towel that's really soft, or do I have a towel that's actually going to absorb the water? There has not been an option to have both until now. MyPillow spent all kinds of time and money and created my towels. They use this 100% long staple Sherpa cotton. They're mega soft and they absorb, and they're 50% off right now. 6-piece towel set for $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse, or give them a call. 800-845-0544. They really are, they're the best towels ever. Go get a couple sets of my towels, all right? We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok. from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Is Pink Floyd overrated, Chris? I would argue Pink Floyd is underrated. You don't ever hear Pink. When someone, you ask somebody to list their top five bands, top 10 bands, you don't hear somebody answer Pink Floyd very often. They are a top 10. They're top 10 if they're not top five. They're top 10. Look, we've all heard you play the weed music on the show, Chris, the Mary Jane songs and everything else. Don't act like Chris said it's weed, not acid. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's weird. When I listen to Pink Floyd, I love jamming out to Pink Floyd. I don't know whether this is a stupid hang-up of mine or something. I kind of feel like a pothead when I listen to Pink Floyd in traffic. Here's like if other people see me listening to Pink Floyd, I feel like people are looking at me saying, wow, he's probably high. And I feel, is that weird? Is that a weird one? I'll turn it down as if it has bad language or something like that. No, it's not Pink Floyd. It's something else. Something less. I'm not on drugs. I look at literally how clear my eyes are. I'm not on drugs. Anyway, it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's continue. Did you hear the Rear Admiral? Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg is in the news again today. Here he was.
Why are you gay?
Oh, crap. So, wrong one. Here it is.
You know as well as I do the disconnect between the delivery of those wins and the perception and understanding of those wins. And I wonder how you believe you bridge that gap.
Well, part of that is why we're on the road so much. We shouldn't assume or expect that people are automatically going to give credit where credit is due if we don't remind folks how these things came about.
Yeah. We just have to get on the road to remind people of how great they have it. Things are good. But the problem is we just haven't been on the road. We haven't told people enough. Yeah, just got to get on the road. Anyway, in the meantime, go to the dollar store for Christmas.
So if you plan on getting gifts for the 12 days of Christmas, just know your pockets may hurt. According to the Christmas Price Index, prices are at record highs. They say those 12 days of gifts can cost you more than $46,000.
Whoa!
That's expensive. Now, so you may want to go ahead and just go to Dollar Tree instead.
Yeah. Things are going great. All right, let's get to some more emails. So there's tons of them. Hang on. Jesse, what is the best Mantis X to buy my husband for Christmas? There are a few to choose some. I would like your opinion. It depends on what he has. Okay, well, here it is. Here are my two favorites. I was going to tell you the Blackbeard. The Mantis X Blackbeard, what it is, it's for if he has an AR. He may not have an AR, but if he has an AR, the Blackbeard essentially replaces the... I don't know, how do I put this so people can understand it? It attaches to the AR. I just put it to you that way. I was going to go into details on it, Chris, and I thought, that's stupid. It attaches to the AR, so I get to train with my AR in the comfort of my home, not just pistols. He may not have an AR. If he has an AR, get him the Blackbeard. If he doesn't have an AR, get him the Mantis X10 Elite. Mantis X10 Elite. Now, don't get me wrong. There's all kinds of awesome stuff. All kinds of awesome stuff. The Mantis X3 is awesome if you're trying to save some money. X2, I love these things. Mantis X10 Elite. Probably my favorite other than the Blackbeard. I love the Blackbeard. But yes, it is the ultimate Christmas gift for your dude or lady. I need to point out this is not men only. Anyone in your home who likes to shoot or is just starting to shoot, man, I owe Mantis X a debt of gratitude because my wife does not, you know, when I was first getting her into shooting, the noise and everything, and she would feel pressure at the range, even though you shouldn't. But Mantis X, there's no pressure. We're sitting at home. There you go. Christmas time. MantisX.com. Jay Steele, I'm a big WW2 guy. I've seen all the documentaries, at least the ones without the dumb reenactments. Yeah, I hate those too. Anyway, I've never understood the role of gliders. The documentaries seem to gloss over them as if we fully understand their utility. I see that they're tied to normal airplanes. Are they just cost effective? Am I close? Okay, here's the deal. One, I'm so glad there are people like you out there, because I'm this way. I've been doing a bunch of reading lately on the Battle of Tsavo Island. You know, we talked a little bit about it last night. We opened up the show doing some history last night, in case you missed it. It was a big naval battle in World War II. And everyone talked about how great the Japanese were at night fighting. Oh, they're just way better at night fighting. In any documentary you watched, oh, they're just better at night fighting. And they moved right on. Okay, well, why? What? How? And that's why I gave you some details on that last night, how they were testing guys who were better at seeing at night, how they developed night optics, how they even had flare systems where they'd fly planes over our ships and drop flares essentially on top of our ships at night, illuminating them so their people could see. Okay, so things like that. Again, I want to know the details. Why? How? Why gliders? Yes, they are fairly inexpensive, obviously, because you're not dealing with engines and parts and things like that. But why gliders? Gliders are quiet. A lot of people, when they talk about the gliders of World War II, what do they think about? They think about this. The units on Normandy, on D-Day, the units that, not the ones that landed on the beaches, the ones that landed behind the enemy lines, the airborne guys who flew over the enemy lines and landed behind enemy lines. Well, a lot of those guys came in on planes. Obviously, if you've seen Band of Brothers, it gives you a good idea of what it was like. These big planes full of dudes getting ready to parachute in. And planes make a lot of noise, man. And, you know, the Japanese, the Germans, wherever you are, they have guns too and brains too, and they know you're going to try to fly in, and so they have anti-aircraft guns up there. It's just the saddest thing in the world. All that training, all that time, and then you get blown up in the sky before you even drop down and fire your weapon in anger. It's just over like that, right? Gone. Very sad. One, gliders are very quiet, so it helps avoid that problem. Two, with a glider, you can set them down more places. They're going slower. So provided you know where you're going, provided you have a destination, you would want to, instead of parachuting out, you can set it down. Now, why would you want to set it down instead of parachuting out? Well, here's something we don't think of a lot. And unless you're, you know, thinking about combat and stuff a unique amount, you wouldn't think about this a lot. You need things in combat. You know what? This is going to sound stupid, and it is honestly kind of stupid. You don't want to know one of my biggest disappointments in the Marines was, in combat in the Marines was? I shouldn't say disappointment. That's not what I mean, but you'll get what I'm saying. How much crap we had to carry. Because I remember I grew up watching all the movies you watched and stuff like that. And what do you see in the movies? What do you see? What does he have? Well, of course, he's got, you know, some web gear. He's got straps and stuff on his bodies that have a couple grenades on it and whatnot. And then he's got his weapon. And other than that, he's running around just like you and I are running around. He's got his gun on. Yeah. Even on light days in combat, you're picking up 30, 40 pounds of gear between your flak jacket, your plates, your magazines. You're loading yourself down with gear. You never feel light and nimble. You're always humping gear around. It's always heavy. It takes a lot of stuff to stay alive for any extended amount of time in combat, especially if you're going to glide behind enemy lines. Just a belt with a couple magazines on it looks great for the movies. Brother, what are you going to eat? How are you going to acquire water? What are you going to do for ammunition? Okay, so you've got how many magazines on you? Two, three, six? You have any idea how fast six magazines go like that when you get in combat? Boom, firefight. Now you're empty. Now you have nothing and you're dead. You would want to land a glider, not just because it's quieter, because if you land some sort of a plane, you get more gear on the plane. All right? And plus, it's difficult jumping out, parachuting out of a plane with all that gear. You talk to any of these airborne guys, Rangers and those types, they'll tell you, man, packing your gear, figuring out how to jump out of a plane with that much gear is extremely difficult, and you can hurt yourself badly. One story of a Green Beret, actually one of the SOG guys I remember from Vietnam, he blew half of his butt off. Why? He had to land with a bunch of landmines, and he had them situated the wrong way. He landed, boom, had to be medevaced out. War over, gone. It's a dangerous bit of business. Anyway, now that we've talked about blowing people's butts off, let's talk about, does any of this matter, exposing all the evil? And does hard work still pay off? Someone doesn't think so. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can still email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to this one. The subject is hard work doesn't pay off. Jesse, I have finally come to the conclusion that hard work doesn't pay off. Not anymore, at least. I have experienced this for the past few years with observations in jobs and life in general. Most recently, my son has sat on the bench most of the basketball season. Kids that have an in with the coach get to play. Not necessarily the ones that showed up to every optional practice, open gym, worked their tails off. It's a matter of connections and relationships. I do believe the window has shifted in the real world away from hard work paying off. We need to be honest with our kids and prepare them for butt-kissing, schmoozing, and sales-types relationships. It really is the slacker on the golf course that mails it in getting the promotions with the brown on his nose. The ones putting in overtime, pulling the waiter on the chopping block. I don't like it. How do we guide our kids for that while maintaining integrity? Yeah, that's a great question. Great email. And sounds like a very frustrated mother. Came from a lady, and I understand this. That can be very frustrating. But let's just go over this. You know what's bad for kids? And I've seen this over and over and over again. I saw it in kids I went to school with. I see it in younger people now. It's awful. Do you know what's terrible for children? The kid who goes undefeated, wins the state championship, and drives off in a brand new Ford Mustang with his pretty girlfriend. That sounds wonderful. And man, look, I'm a parent. I'll tell you, look, my oldest son runs cross country. He just got done at a state, made it to state. I wanted him to win state so bad. As a freshman, I'm a father. I wanted my son, I told him before he raced, I said, leave your guts out there. Leave it all out there. I wanted him to leave it all out there and win state. I wanted him to be a state champion. And I wanted it. I'm admitting this to you. I wanted it for him. He wanted it. He was disappointed when he didn't make it. He did great, but he didn't win the state. That would have been awful for my son. I'm thankful to God he didn't make it. He's a freshman. He needs to learn there's a lot of work to do. This ain't easy. You want to be a state champion like those kids running like gazelles at the top? There's the road. There's your tennis shoes. Go put the work in. Put the work in or don't. Go grind. Go sweat for it. Experience pain. We want our kids to find success at all times because we're parents. You're not a bad mom for wanting that. I'm not a bad dad for wanting that. We're parents. It's awful for children. The best lessons I have learned in my 42 years on this earth were lessons where either I screwed up or I was done wrong by somebody. Those are valuable lessons. The quote, bad teachers, bad coaches I had, and I had plenty of each. They taught me as much as the good teachers and good coaches. One of my sons, a couple years ago, had this horrible hag of a teacher. She was known to treat every kid like crap, treated them like crap, was grossly unfair, just a very unhappy person who shouldn't be in the teaching profession. And when he'd come home and complain to me about it, you know what I'd do? I didn't tell, oh, son, I'm sorry, come here, let me coddle you. I'll send her an email. You know what I'd do? I'd laugh, and two, I'd pull him aside and say, congratulations, welcome to the real world. Do you think your boss is always going to be wonderful? You're going to have bosses who are weapons-grade pieces of crap. You're going to have bosses who are jerks. You think every boss is wonderful like me, Chris? Shut up. Anyway, that's great preparation for life. He's got a coach who's doing him wrong. That's great preparation for life. Now, as far as the schmoozing goes, the lesson in all that, it's not that hard work doesn't pay off, because it does. In the end, it does. Not in every instance, not in every job, not on every sports team, it doesn't. But we do, all of us, you, me, all of us, we have to acknowledge, and this is something I struggle with, the personal side of things. My wife will work on me with this. Shoot, Jewish producer Chris will work on me with this on things. If I have to send an email to somebody or a text to somebody in a professional format, the way I word things is very direct. Very direct. Some may call it rude. I don't look at it that way. Here's what's real. Here's what's not. This, this, and this. Boom, done. Here it is. My wife will step in and say, hey, why don't you let me read that before you hit send? Oh, I wouldn't quite put it that way. And every time I get my hackles up. Why? That's how I feel. That's the truth. I said, and she'll say, I know that's how you feel, baby. It's just not, that's probably not going to land that well. Let me adjust a couple things to make that a little softer. Schmoozing on the golf course, it does matter. It does. Getting to know people does matter. We all have to as parents in this day and age because of the devices, right? We all have laptops and things like that. Because of the devices, we have to be much more purposeful with our kids in teaching them how to talk. Like over Thanksgiving, we went to Montana to see my folks and they had friends come over and whatnot. And my boys aren't allowed to really be on their phones around other people anyway. We really limit that stuff. But I pulled them aside and I said, not only are there no phones out, you will make conversation. That doesn't mean one word answers. Yes, no, how's school? Good. That like kids like to do. You will have an answer that's a full sentence or more. And you will respond with questions about them. And I told my boys, I don't care that you don't care about the answer to the question. That's part of making a conversation. You will answer in full sentence form. And you will ask them questions back. Parents in the past they've had plenty of their own challenges. I'm not putting down parents of the past at all. But this is a new set of challenges. We have to teach our children charm. And charm does matter, man. It does. It's important for life. It does. It matters. Look at how charming I am, Chris. Major charming. Don't shake your head either. All right. We still have an hour. Let's deal with a heavy one right off the bat. Does any of this stuff matter? We just did a COVID reckoning show. We've talked about this. Do these things matter? The way these things matter, let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's make sure we're taking advantage of the holiday season freebies that come along. I've told you a million times to get some gold or silver in your hands from Oxford Gold Group, right? And you still need to do that. But did you know right now they're giving away a free investment guide? That's one. Two, you can earn up to $2,500 in free gold right now. Up to $2,500 in free gold. It is the time to take advantage of these things. Going to be a bumpy year financially and probably in the future. JesseKellyGold.com is your one-stop shop for all of this. Get it in your retirement account. Get gold or silver coins in your hands. Get your free investment guide. Get your free gold if you qualify. JesseKellyGold.com. Make preparations for a rocky future and then pray that day never comes. All right? JesseKellyGold.com. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.